And now, a note about another film that's part of this year's film festival. On Sunday at noon at the St. Louis Art Museum, there'll be a free screening of Meet Me in St. Louis. Starring Judy Garland, the musical had its world premiere 70 years ago this weekend in downtown St. Louis at Lowe State Theater. The film tells the story of the Smith family as it struggles with the prospect of leaving St. Louis for New York in advance of the 1904 World's Fair. Film critic Roger Ebert once called it, quote, one of the most artful, moving, and exquisitely designed musicals in film history. Earlier this year, in celebration of the city's 250th anniversary, the Missouri History Museum held a sing-along screening of the film. Let's now take a listen to this audio postcard.
The scene here, it's great. You know, a chance to get out and enjoy Forest Park, especially with my father and my niece. You know, it's something that three generations can enjoy. As we got in the car, my niece found some change, and she picked up a dime. And I said, don't worry, the movie's free tonight. And she said, it's free? And I said, yeah, we're in St. Louis. Everything's free.
My name is Emily Underwood. I'm the Public Programs Manager at the Missouri History Museum. When we started talking out programs and events for our 250 and 250 exhibit, it was kind of a no-brainer that we needed to make sure to include a screening of Meet Me in St. Louis in some way. And as we sort of chatted about it, we thought there's some songs that are timeless and everybody knows and loves to sing along to, so why not go ahead and feature that as part of the event?
My name is Emily Clark. I had been watching Meet Me in St. Louis since I was a little girl. So when my daughter was born, I knew she was going to love the film as well. So when she was about two, she started watching it, and she fell in love with it, of course, like we all do. And so we decided to come tonight so she could belt out all of her favorite tunes, and she's dressed in her best Tootie tonight.
It's my Cinderella dress.
But we think it looks like Tootie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? And what's your favorite song in Meet Me in St. Louis?
Trolley.
It's a great movie for kids. You know, it's a nice, wholesome movie back when everything was a little bit simpler. She loves the costumes and everything's just, it's really family-oriented, which we all are, and I want to instill that in my daughter.
I think it's a great film. It has one of my favorite songs, my favorite Christmas songs, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Every year when it's on the radio and it's not the Judy Garland version, I'm always disappointed because her version, it really makes you feel that family's love of St. Louis and how, you know, they wanted to stay in the city. And when she sings, We'll Have to Muddle Through Somehow, it's very touching, you know, and it's a very emotional song, and I enjoy it.
I like it because they love St. Louis so much, and I love it because
more than New York.
Oh, the New York.
They didn't want to go.
New York has nothing that St. Louis doesn't have. And I just think it's great because they're so loyal to their city and they finally get to stay here and see the fair. How exciting would that have been?
The musical Meet Me in St. Louis had its world premiere in St. Louis 70 years ago this weekend. The audio postcard that you just heard was put together earlier this year by Amanda Honigfort. The sing-along was at the Missouri History Museum, and another will be held there on Friday, December the 12th. And this Sunday at noon, as part of the St. Louis International Film Festival, the musical will be screened at the St. Louis Art Museum. Coming up on Cityscape, one St. Louis bartender's experience and challenges after losing his sense of smell. This is St. Louis Public Radio.